dum dum da dum ba bum ba dum 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 da dum bum ba dum dum dum. Welcome everyone. This is the October 26th or so issue of the Irene and Rosa Sunday Board Skullless Pupil Cast. And we got some good things for you today. Lots of things as you could imagine, or maybe not imagine. But all of the records, well, for the most part, except for those that I didn't get there, are from a recent library sale here in Florida. And then Rosa interviews Irene's dad about the persimmon tree that's in the backyard that's also really fascinating. And to top it all off on being a Sunday and being fall, we've been having Rosa and I, and Irene, I'm just visiting, we've been having Home Improvement Sunday afternoon. We took some naps and we ate a lot of food that was really mild, not too spicy. We sharpened all the knives in the house because there's nothing worse than trying to chop onions or tomatoes with unsharp knives. We did a little rearranging of furniture to confuse the cat. And there was this door that didn't fit, so we cut it in half, and now it fits just fine. There was also this large present that was under the house. It was from a couple of years ago when somebody had left it there. So we got the present out from underneath the house, and we gave it a nice touch-up of fresh paint. And we're going to bring it inside for the winter. So hope you enjoyed today's podcast. And many thanks to Rosa and Irene for letting me guest appear on it. And the other guest appearance is going to come from Robert. Robert will also be on. Saying it, giving us some vital wisdom here in a bit.
Bye. This is a story of a hansom cab winding its way through the streets of Paris. The time, any morning around 3 or 4 o'clock. The weather, a slight gray mist falling gently. The people, the driver perched on top of his cab, quietly admonishing the horses with the expression, "Gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla." Inside the cab, two people in love. A fiacca la trottina, gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. A fiacca la trottina, Jean avec un cocher blanc. A handsome cab in old Paris, gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. A handsome cab in old Paris, roll along once merrily. From inside, a girl said this, gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. From inside, a girl said this, take off your glasses when you kiss. Then came sounds of smacks galore, gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. Then came sounds of smacks galore, Leon, darling, please, no more. A gentleman was passing by, gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. A gentleman was passing by, heard the voice and said, "Oh my, that's my wife inside, wee wee. Gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla, that's my wife inside, wee wee. Mimi, stop and wait for me." He ran after zoom, 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 gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. He ran after zoom, 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 crack, he fall down and go boom. The girl said, "Husband, step aside." Gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. The girl said, "Husband, step aside. Please don't spoil my buggy ride." Off they galloped fast and loud, gaya, gaya, hoodya, hoopla. Off they galloped fast and loud, two is company and three is a crowd. A fiacca la trottina, Jean avec un cocher blanc. A handsome cab in old Paris rolled along once merrily. Merrily it rolled along, and so we end this old French song.
Friends, it brings me great pleasure to introduce to you one of the most talented young ladies I have met in my entire lifetime. Miss Geraldine Murray, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Murray of Basile, Louisiana, was converted at 13 years of age. She began at once to pray for God to use her to glorify her Savior. God gave her overnight the gift of ventriloquism when she was only 14. At once, she began to appear before church and community groups. Today, at 22, she is recognized as being one of the greatest ventriloquists of all time.
Doesn't understand. So pray what you feel. And there isn't any language.
Robert?
Hey,
okay.
We're still, and they were, you know, wimpy looking.
The persimmons?
Compared to the ones up on our tree here.
That was at Whole Foods?
Yeah. And I told Luke about it. So she came over with her mother-in-law and another lady, and I gave her 10 of those.
Wow. You know those things? That's like $20 worth of persimmons.
The little lady across the street, the gal across the street who was French, her name's Caroline. I told her about my tree, and she happened to be walking this evening, and I saw her, and she came over, and oh gosh, she was just enthralled about that tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cut 3 of them off and gave them to her. Now, I took one off earlier, before, about 5-6 days ago, that was very ripe. And the trick to do with them, to get them ready, is to put them in the freezer. Just as they come off the tree, once they're stalked, put them in the freezer. And then the next day, hold them under water, and you can skin them very easily.
You don't like the skin?
No. The skin comes right off because, see, the middle part is frozen.
Right.
And so the warmth is just on the skin, and it just peels just as easy as peeling a boiled potato.
Like, really? Like butter?
Yeah, and then I let it, then I put it in the refrigerator, and I let it warm up, and I blended it with a teaspoon of lemon juice.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And then, that one persimmon gave me a half a cup.
Wow. What'd you do with it?
That's how big they are.
What'd you do with it then? Did you just drink it?
And no. Well, I tasted it. And I ate half of it yesterday. And this evening for my dessert, I took it and several tablespoons of yogurt and some honey on top. That was my dessert.
Wow, that sounds great.
Oh, it was terrific. Got a couple hundred on that tree.
That's incredible.
Yep.
So did you tell the people at Whole Foods that you have all these persimmons?
Well, I don't want to mess with it. I told the guy, you got some wimpy persimmons here. He couldn't make a decision. These are just perfect. There are no seeds in them, and they're not astringent. I mean, they're just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
the banjo is a devil's instrument. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
They are not. The music will run the devil off. If you go in where there's music and you're mad, you'll have to go. You can't stay. That music will run the devil off. So you cannot. You can't go and get mad where music is and stay. You'll have to leave. If you don't get in a good humor, you'll just have to leave. It can't be the devil's instrument. Furthermore, I play it in churches. I've converted many people with my five-string banjo. Verse of the On Cloudy Days sung by Lily Steele and Pete Steele. Oh, they tell me all the home where the storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me all the home far away. Yes, they tell me that he smiles on his children there. In the city that is made of gold. Oh,
we'll be right back. su mamá. Y calientitos todos con pijama, dentro de un rato los tres roncarán.
Caminito de la escuela, apurándose a llegar, con sus libros bajo el brazo, va todo el reino animal.
El ratón con espejuelos, de cuaderno el pavo real, y en la boca lleva el perro una goma de borrar.
Cinco gatitos muy bien bañados, alzando los pies, van para el kinder entusiasmados de ir por primera vez.
Caminito de la escuela, pataleando hasta el final, la tortuga va que vuela, procurando ser puntual.
Caminito de la escuela, porque quieren aprender, van todos los animales encantados de volver.
El camello con mochila, la jirafa con su chal, y un pequeño elefantito da la mano a su mamá.
No falta el león, monos también, y hasta un tiburón, porque en los libros siempre se aprende cómo vivir mejor.
La tortuga por escrito ha pedido a Santa Claus sus dos pares de patines para poder ir veloz, para poder ir veloz.
Gran fiesta, pues oigo tocar. Si quieres tú te invito a entrar, y así verás aquel lugar. Pobre zapatero ya no puede trabajar, porque a sus zapatos les dio por bailar. Toditón, saltan como locos sobre su tacón, muy contentas de haber ido al baile aquel. Y las chancletas tampoco están quietas, porque todas bailan bien. Pobre zapato, toma un zapato.
Kind of feel like throwing up, but we're gonna get Robert on here for a minute to back announce some of the things that we've just been playing. Rosie and him have some conversation stuff they're gonna talk about. Otherwise, yeah.
You want like a beak?
Yeah, well, kind of beak nose, nose and a beak both together. Like it would be useful for sniffing. and it would be in the place where the nose is, not the mouth, but it'd be more shaped like a beak.
What's that?
Bird, human?
Well, just thinking about beaks made me think about, like, squids.
All right.
So if you got, like, a beak,
mm-hmm.
you know, and put it on your, you know, where your face is, face, like a sunflower or something, kind of. And then you just have your body, like, make your body look like it's coral or something.
Yeah, this next year.
What's the mask made out of?
Vinyl or plastic or cancer? It's made out of cancer.
Cancer. It's made out of cancer.
That stuff that they make everything out of now that smells
weird. So it was sewable, though.
Human flesh.
Well, it was cheap, and then I sewed it. Yep, it was sewable.
Like
right.
Human
yep.
flesh.
Hand-stitched.
So, but wait, you bought the nose separately?
No, I just bought the mask, and it had a regular nose, and it was kind of like a Jason mask or something. White. It was just white. And then I took the chin off, and I took the forehead off, and I sewed the chin and forehead into a nose.
Like human flesh.
Yeah.
You did some, like...
major construction.
Reconstructive surgery.
Yeah,
here.
That's right.
It's like when somebody has to get a skin graft and they take like part of their skin from their leg and put it on their ear or something.
That's actually a great transition to talk about the music I've just played on the...
What do you got?
Version of Irene and Rose's PeopleCast. It's all records that I got at the Gainesville Library Sale.
Oh, yeah.
Really excellent library sale. But
it was like a one-time only sale, or did they just have like a store?
No, it was like, it's like a one-time big deal sale.
Yeah.
Particularly in the religious section. And one of them that I had gotten was Meryl Womack. So the first song, or one of the songs I'm playing, is a Meryl Womack record. You know, he's a tenor singer of religious music. But that song, Dry Bones, is great. Dim bones, dim bones, dim dry bones, dim bones.
Oh, that was him. Yeah, that's like a traditional, though.
That's a traditional spiritual, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a song.
I guess he was in a car wreck, and he was really badly burned in the car wreck. And he's pictured all over the album. I mean,
is he like deformed?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
I mean, he's bold about it though. Like the man is not shy about himself. And the weird thing though is that he's got on the front picture, it's four of him in different suits, slightly different suits, standing on the front. And the name of the album is Meryl Womack in Quartet. And Meryl Womack is introduced as the first tenor. And then another Meryl Womack is introduced as the second tenor. And another Meryl Womack is introduced as the baritone. And then another
Brilliant.
As the bass. I tried to go on...
Wait, there's four different pictures of him.
Well, it's one picture, and he's been placed in the picture four different times as different people. Same burn scars.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Meryl Womack.
Sorry, Robert, but Rosa and Irene both have to leave now. But you've been listening to the Irene and Rosa PeopleCast for this Sunday, October 26, 2008. And listen next time as Robert and Rosa discuss another great album that was found at the Gainesville Library Sale. The Geraldine and Ricky First Ventriloquist album. Others that you might have heard in this podcast would have been Placido Domingo, Skeleton Warrior, Ray Ladd, who is such a nice lad, Banjo Tunes of Pete Steele, Navajo Dedications, with David Cope, Fronte and Tyker.
Like, this party was so awesome. We can talk about it for an hour.
Voices in the Wilderness, with Kent Schneider. Tammy sings You Can Make It. Recorder music of Six Centuries. And Rosa's father. Remember, of course, to keep those puppies and kittens indoors. I don't want them coming over anymore. Good night.